USA Radio News.
The partial government shutdown enters day 7 with no realistic end in sight. Republican Congressman Mark Meadows tells Fox News the Republicans, in his opinion, they're all about compromise.
So whether it's Republicans in the House or Democrats in the House, the president and his team have made several very reasonable offers. And the American people want us to compromise. 5.7, in my mind, was a compromise. It was a down payment on the wall, not fully funding the wall.
Severe winter weather is causing havoc all across the country, from blizzard-like conditions to flooding in the southeast. NBC meteorologist Bonnie Schneider says the rain is causing chaos down in the south.
Flash flooding in Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, especially southern Mississippi and Louisiana. Look what's happening. Frequent lightning strikes. Reports of flash flooding. I know overnight there were water rescues happening. That's likely to be continuing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Some view political correctness campaigns as creating confusion over pronouns and gender-neutral subjects. Now the European Parliament has launched a new campaign to stamp out words like mankind and manpower. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Mankind and manpower are to be replaced with gender-neutral terms such as humanity and staff. A guidebook that has been published on using gender-neutral language in all communications is entitled EU Legislation and Interpretations and is designed to avoid generic use of man. The guidebook declares the power of language reflects and influences attitudes, behaviors, and perceptions. It's all about gender-inclusive language.
The college football playoff semifinals are underway this Saturday. Number 2 Clemson will battle number 3 Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl, which kicks off at 4 o'clock Eastern Time in Arlington, Texas. And in the Orange Bowl, top-ranked Alabama will meet number 4 Oklahoma at 8 p.m. Eastern Time in Miami. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Today is a big day for a 125-year-old company, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Sears Company Chairman Eddie Lampert has till 4 p.m. Eastern today to make good on his $4.6 billion offer to keep Sears afloat, but CNBC says Lampert has not submitted a bid or lined up any financing to buy the company out of bankruptcy. If he doesn't do so, liquidators are ready to break the company up into pieces.
As we move forward into 2019, one of the things many people are keeping their eye on is space travel. Back in August, President Trump discussed the possibility of establishing a space force under the larger Department of Air and Space Force. Jim Cantrell is the CEO of Vector, which deals with space travel. Cantrell tells Fox News he's not a big fan of Space Force.
Yeah, so I'm generally against it, just based on the argument of smaller government being better. Mm-hmm. And it's not really necessary because this idea of warfare in space is already taken into account with Pentagon war planning. And just recently, the Space Command was reinstituted, which would be a combatant command that would use the military forces in the case of us being attacked.
Although Cantrell also says,
no, I applaud the president for putting focus on space because it's our next economy in the United States. Right now it's about $500 billion. It'll be $2 trillion within about 10 years. And frankly, our military relies on space assets in such a way that if our adversaries attacked it, it would cripple us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.